13 years ago.
这个年轻人跟我在, 14年前认识了,
I went with him to a missionary conference.
我跟他一起上了一个宣教的那个宣教会。
In the mission conference, he came out and gave his testimony. And after the testimony, there was a Q&A time. I still remember the first question that was asked him. Are you married yet?
你结婚吗?
Whether are you single and available was the meaning behind the question.
是否他是, 还单身的或者还是, 有机会的来跟人家, 陪大的,
a vibrant, handsome looking young man.
当时是有一个很精, 有冲劲的一个, 英俊的那个小伙子。
14 years later, this is what you see.
那么14年之后,
we are both 14 years older.
我们现在已经40年,
but hopefully, God has given a lot more wisdom over this 14 years to share with us.
希望能够在这40年里面,他的那个智慧也增长了很多。
And so, without any further ado, I want to invite Reverend Chris Chan, the senior pastor of Adams Road Presbyterian Center, to come up.
现在我就邀请谢牧师,他是亚当路长老会的那个主任牧师。
And I want to ask Pastor Isaac to come up also, he'll be the interpreter.
我们请邓牧师上来为他翻译。
And even as they come up, I want you guys to pray for them. I think we are called to be a church of prayer, and we want to pray for our speaker and our interpreter.
所以现在他们在台上, 希望大家跟他们, 为他们祷告,
so you guys all to stand.
我们大家一起站立,
and extend a hand to them, towards them. As you follow along, I will pray for them. Father God, I just want to come in front of you and I ask that you anoint both Isaac and Chris at this time. I pray that if there's any sin in life that you cleanse it, that they will preach with a repentant heart. I know both are very tired, but yet, Father, I pray that the Spirit will renew them in a very special way. Father, that you give them a sensitivity towards the Holy Spirit, even when they interpret and they speak. And I pray for everyone who has extended their hand forward. I pray for them that they truly will have a listening heart. Open to the Holy Spirit. And even at the end of this message, that you'll reach down into their heart and just massage and turn it upside down.
那么当, 清洗完毕之后, 你的灵来, 抚摸他们,
I pray that none of us will grieve the Holy Spirit tonight.
我求主你不要让他们去, 使到圣灵担忧,
but Father, that we'll be filled with the Holy Spirit even as the Word of God penetrates our heart.
主啊, 求他们都被圣灵充满, 当你的话语传讲出去的时候,
and the people of God say,
我们神的子民说,
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
神祝福你们。
It's such a joy and privilege to be with you again.
那不只是在这里跟大家同在呢，真是一个充满欢喜的事情。
And with all the prayers that you have prayed, we expect great things from God Himself.
特别是当接下来我们一起祷告的时候，我们真相信神会亲自的动工。
The theme of this camp of retreat is experiencing God.
这退休会的这个主题呢，就是要经历神。
So what does it mean to experience God?
那经历神是什么意思呢？
Hopefully,
As we open God's word and the Spirit works in us, we would understand this more and more.
当圣灵同在的时候，特别是当我们打开神的话语的时候，你会更理解这个主题。
So come with me to God's word and let's read this opening passage. This will be the anchor passage for all the talks that we are giving.
所以请打开神的话语，这段经文呢，是我们所有的讲道当中一个主要的一段经文。
2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 4.
提摩太后书三章一到第四节。
Verse 1 to 5, sorry.
第一到第五节。
Okay, you have Bibles in front of you. And that means for many of us, looking at our phones. But make sure you're looking at the Bible.
请打开你的话语，我们很多人都是用这个电话来看，要确保说你是在看圣经。
But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with them.
提摩太后书三章一到五节，你们该知道末世必有危险的日子来到，因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸狂傲，谤赌，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁，无亲情，不节约，好说谗言，不能制约，性情凶暴。 不爱良善，卖主卖友，任意妄为，自高自大，爱厌了不爱神，有金钱的外貌却违背了金钱的实意，这等的人你要躲避。Are
we focusing on the things that stand in the way of us experiencing the truth of God, the beauty of God, the presence of God, and the power of God in our lives?
今天我要注意的，注重的就是有什么事情呢，拦阻我们看到神的。 荣耀神的佳美，特别是在我们生命中拦阻我们的。
So, if you know anything about 2 Timothy, this,
所以你如果你知道提摩太后书的他的背景如此,
it is his final letter to his favorite disciple Timothy.
这是保罗对他特别所爱的一个门徒的最后一封信。
And if this was the final letter you wrote, the final email you wrote, the final message you, final conversation, what would be the content of your conversation?
如果这是你最后的一封信，最后的一个email，最后的一个短讯，你当中的内容是什么呢？
So my sister who lives in Australia rang me one day.
有一天我的妹妹呢，她住在澳洲，然后打个电话给我。
And she rang me and I said, what's wrong, Irene?
我就问她什么事啊？
And she said, I almost got killed in a car accident.
我说刚才我差点遇到车祸而死亡。
And I just had to speak to someone in the family.
所以我必须跟我希望跟我家中的一个人说话。
If you had a near-death situation or you were nearing death,
如果你面对死亡的这件事情的话呢,
who will you speak to and what will you say?
你会跟谁说话说什么?
That's the context of 2 Timothy.
这就是提摩太后书的背景。
Final words from an older pastor to a younger pastor.
就是个年长的牧者对一个年轻的传道人所说的最后的话。
Final words from an older man in Christ to a younger man in Christ.
就是一个在基督里年长的对一个在基督里年轻的人所说的话。
And by the time he arrives in chapter 3,
特别当他在第三章的时候,
he tells him of life in the last days.
他就跟他对他说末世的他的生命是怎么样。
So the first thing to get right is what does Paul mean by last days?
所以首先我们要明白的是保罗说到末世是说什么呢?
By last days, his main meaning in the Bible,
在圣经中讲的末世主要的意思就是,
is not the immediate days before the end.
不是说在末了刚的最后几天。
It's a little bit, let me say, oh, you should have seen the last days of my father's life, the last day of my mother's life, the last of my wife's life.
比如说你应该看到我父亲最后过世最后几天或我妻子过世前最后几天。
It can have that meaning, the immediate days before the end.
也许会有这个意思，就是在末最后的时候的前几天。
But Paul's main meaning of the last days,
可是当保罗讲到末世的时候,
is the time between the first coming of Jesus and the second coming of Jesus.
是讲到耶稣基督第一次和第二次再来中间的那段时候。
So when he wrote this 2,000 years ago, it was the last days.
所以当保罗2000年前写成这本书的时候，已经是末世了。
As we read it now, it is still me.
所以今天我们读的时候又怎么样呢？
The last days.
也是末世。
Can you see it? So it's not the immediate days before the end, but the intermediate time before between the first and the second coming of Jesus, which includes the last days before his glorious return.
So it's
So in the last days, what will be the character of life?
So in the 末世的时候, 生命的素质是怎么样呢?
What will be the character of people living in the last days?
人们又怎样呢?
And according to Paul,
按照保罗所说,
it boils down to what you have in an outline. People will be lovers of money, lovers of self, lovers of money, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God.
就是保罗所说的, 人们是爱自己, 爱钱财, 爱享乐, 而不爱神。
What on earth do you call that?
那这是什么呢?
Rather than 极愿, that is misdirected love.
就是我们误导的爱,
misplaced love, love given to the wrong object.
就是我们把爱转移到一个错误的世界。
So there's a media com actor called Li Nanxing, is it?
所以有一个演员叫李南星,
handsome star. How many of you know him?
He's
quite famous. All right. So one Sunday, Mona and I ate from, we finished late, and they didn't have lunch, so we decided to catch a late lunch.
So I've
never been to the Pinnacles. You know, the HDB estate, which is $1 million estate in Tanjung Pagar.
就是在丹江巴巴那栋房子.
If you don't, if you live there, don't feel bad. It's just God's gift.
如果你住在那边呢，这是神所赐福你.
And they say sometimes hawkers down there. So we went as we walked there, we realized that Li Nanxing was doing a film.
所以那有一些好吃的地方，当我们走去那边的时候，发现李南星正在那边拍戏.
And it was called Dream Makers.
来，部戏叫。
You watch that one, right? Some of you watch it, I can hear that. And then we had lunch, the time it came up, that the break in the filming.
So
and so we saw him sitting all by himself. When my wife saw that, we were actually walking, she was holding my hand, but when she saw him sitting by himself, she dropped my hand.
但是他走着陪我走着手牵着手，但是他看到李南星的时候，突然就把我手抛开。
He said, "I'm going to take a photo with him. Take a photo with him."
说，我要跟他拍照，我要跟他拍照。
Of course, I said, "You really want to take a photo with him?"
我说，你真的要跟他拍照吗？我没有说什么呢。
And then we finally got to him, got enough courage, said, "Mr. Lee, can we have a photo with you?"
所以我们最后呢，真的有胆量了，上去就说，李先生，我们可以跟你拍照吗？
So of course they nodded, said, "It's not for us, it's for our daughter."
不是我要拍，是为了女儿拍的。
Hey, very good translation. It is very good. It's better. Okay. My wife is ever faithful to me.
我太太对我很忠心.
But in a moment, it was misdirected love.
可是就在那刹那中，她把她爱转移了。
In a more serious way, misdirected love from God, the rightful object of our love, our life, our loyalty to things and people other than Him is nothing less than dishonoring, nothing less than idolatry.
更慎重的，当我们把我们的爱从神转移到其他的世界时，这就是我们在崇拜这些偶像。
And so, anything but lovers of God, lovers of self, lovers of money, lovers of pleasure. So, the triad of the last days, the next slide.
所以呢，我们 爱神以外就是爱，就转去爱别人，爱自己，爱钱以外。
In English, we could have the terms: it's narcissism, it's materialism, and hedonism.
就是所描述的，我们这自恋狂，这个享乐主义，还有这唯物主义。
So tonight, I want to explore with you how materialism or the love of money.
所以今天我想跟你解释，当我们看到唯物主义或者爱钱财的时候。
Corrupts and stifles the beautiful experience of God and Christ in our lives.
怎么改变我们对神和基督里这种的经历?
And to really understand this, whenever you read the apostles, a lot of times they are bouncing off, they're taking off from what Jesus taught in his earthly life.
很多时候这些的使徒们他们所写的是从基督的生命当中看到的。
So come with me to Jesus' words about materialism in Matthew chapter 6.
所以呢我们转到马太福音第六章,
Matthew 6 verse 25 onwards.
马太福音第六章25节。
Just come with me in your Bibles to that.
马太福音第六章25节。
Very important that all of us look at this.
很重要我们大家一定要看这段经文。
Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life. What you will eat, drink, about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you? O you of little faith! So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry. Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
马太福音六章25到34节怎么说？所以，不要为生命忧虑吃什么、喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积储在仓里。你们的天父尚且养活它。 你们不比飞鸟贵重多得多吗？你们哪一个能用律使寿数多加一克呢？为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地的花百合花怎么样长起来？它也不劳，也不纺线。然而我们知道你们，然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵。你们这小心的人呢、啊？ 野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里。神还给他们这样的装饰，何况你们呢？所以不要忧虑说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需要的一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你了。所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
To really understand what Jesus is saying about worries,
我们真的要理解耶稣对这个忧虑的话题的话,
you have to go back a few verses and to pick up his whole teaching on this.
我们要回去上文来明白他对这个整个教导.
What is it that makes us worry?
我们为什么会忧虑呢?
In 6:19, he actually says this.
在6章19节，他怎么说?
Do not store for yourself treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal. But store for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, then the whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money.
马太福音六章19到24节怎么说？不要为自己积蓄财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能朽坏；也有贼挖掘空来偷。只要积蓄财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能朽坏，也没有贼 挖掘拢来偷，因为你们的财宝在哪里，你的心也在那里。眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若有若亮了，全身就光明；你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗就何等的大！一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是爱这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
The first thing to explain is what does Jesus mean by treasures.
我们所要了解的是，耶稣讲到财宝是什么意思呢？
Treasures are simply what we value the most.
财宝的意思是我们最重视的是什么？
And with what we value the most, we always do this.
而当我们重视一件事情的话呢？
We'll always find a place to store it.
我们一定会找一个地方把它储藏起来。
Whether you watch a dog digging a hole for its bone.
如果你是狗呢，在挖洞来找骨头。
Or a child hiding his toys from his friends.
或者一个孩子拿着他的玩具要藏起来。
You're witnessing the same phenomenon.
你所看到的就是这里所描述的。
They are hiding their treasures.
他们把他们财宝藏起来，储藏起来。
And Jesus says, "It is, don't do that."
耶稣说，这么做。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because two things will happen to our treasures.
因为呢，有两件事情会发生对我们的财宝。
Moth and rust destroy.
首先虫子会咬会虚化
and thieves will break in and steal
或者呢在贼会跑进来偷了它
so with all our material treasures whatever we do not know it is a sure loss situation
所以呢对我们这物质的心态、哦、肯定是会被偷去
we'll either lose it by moth and rust
我们被虫子咬或虚化
or lose it by being stolen from us
或者呢就是被那些贼偷去了
And if you build your life on a loss, a sure loss in the end,
而如果你把你生命建造这些一定会失去的事上呢
？If you build your life on what you're gonna lose,
如果你把生命建立在一些你肯定会失去的一些事情
，What does that make you?
那你又是怎么样的人
？Loser 啦，
就一定会输的。
And so Jesus is teaching us about the futility of greed as a lifestyle.
所以耶稣呢就来教导我们有关我们生命的是充满这个念的这个这种生命
The futility of greed as a lifestyle
这样一个生命呢是没有价值的
If you build your life on stuff in English you'll be stuffed up
如果呢你把你的生命建立在这些的不能永久的事情上呢你永远呢就会失去它
So the implication and application of this isJesus' disciples must say no to what? We must say no to greed as a lifestyle and as a life goal.
因此呢，跟随耶稣的人，我们要拒绝这样的一种方式和一个方向。
My parents came from China.
我父母呢从中国来。
And they came China at the time the 10th century 1920s was really poor.
那是在十九二十多年代的时候呢，是非常穷。
And they had a new beginning here in Malaysia.
他们在马来西亚新的开始。
Not far from here, I grew up 20 miles from Malacca.
我成长的地方是离开马六甲大概二十米。
And then one by one, there are 12 children from the eldest to me, the youngest number 12.
所以呢，我家中有十个，父母十个孩子。
We graduated, we went to universities, and I remember this conversation that she said to some of my older siblings.
但是我毕业以后呢，我记得我的妈妈还对我表我的。兄长们说了这句话
She walk into the storeroom
他会走进储藏室
And say I don't know how you can live like this
我不知道你们怎么过这里生命
You buy
你买
You store
你藏起来
Then you throw
然后你把它扔掉
From China we never do that
我说中国来绝对不会这么做
And so we've gotten used to a whole lifestyle of what
所以呢我们希望我们这个生命怎么样呢
We've gotten the whole lifestyle of consumersHoarders and polluters.
所以我们这个是就是在我们在购物、在使用、在储藏。
When today's new car will be tomorrow's used car, and a few years time tomorrow's scrap metal.
今天我们所买的新车呢，就明天就到了明天就成为已经旧的车，然后到最后就成为废铁。
And we don't think twice about it.
我们根本也不去思考。
This whole buy and throw rhythm of life.
我们对于这整个人生，我们去购物，然后把它扔掉。
We think it's normal.
我们认为这是正常。
We might even think it's good.
我们甚至觉得很好。
But here is Jesus warning us.
可是耶稣在这里警告我们。
If we build our life on what we ultimately lose, we are losers.
如果我们把生命建立在我们不能永远拥有的事情上呢，我真的是一个输家。
If you find yourself esteeming a self-worth on stuff, you're really stuffed up.
如果我们的自我和自我价值是建立在这个永远会是不可能拥有的东西呢？我们真的是没有价值了。
So how do we turn a whole experience of materialism to experience of God? What is the turning point?
所以我们从这唯物主义的这个经历呢，怎么转来爱神呢？转念在哪里
？Look at verse 22。
我们来看二十二节。
The eye is the lamp of the body。
眼睛就是身上的灯。
And so we all know the eyes are what? The entry point into our bodies。
我们都知道眼睛呢，就是让光进入到我们生命的一个方式。
Did you realize that the whole of our bodies is covered with skin?
我们全身呢都有皮肤。
And the only part of our body not covered with skin are your pupils.
只有没有把皮肤的地方就是在我们的眼珠。
Of course, you've got your eyelids closing, opening, but this is the only thing exposed to light.
我们虽然有眼皮，就是让光进入身体的。
And Jesus' teaching is very simple.
耶稣的教导很简单。
If you've got good or healthy eyes, your body, your life, your orientation will be good.
如果我们有一个健康的一个生活呢，我们整个生命就会健康。
If you have unhealthy eyes, your whole direction and orientation of your life will be bad.
如果你有眼健康的话，我们整个生命的方向也不好。
You're going to try and change your mic. Thank you so much.
谢谢。
So I was once driving at the Gold Coast in Australia.
有一次我在欧洲驾车。
How many of you been to the Gold Coast?
你们有谁有去过那儿？
Why were you there?
你去那里做什么？
I was there to preach, no?
我去那里传道，你呢？
No, I was there.
不是。
And so I came onto a huge roundabout, like a circus, right? Like Newton Circus, huge.
所以我开车开到一个地方呢，是一个很大的圈子。
And as I came up to that, I didn't have the GPS or didn't have it at the time.
所以我开车开到那里的时候，当时我没有这个 GPS.
There were 6-7 signboards.
我看到呢，有大概六和到七个那种指标。
And if you're the driver, right, you got to figure out quickly, you know, what do you allow your eyeballs to look at? One, two, three, four. Where do I turn?
所以你当司机的话，你要很快的一个反应。那怎么办呢？我到底要看哪一个指标呢
？There's so many competing objects for your visual attention.
在我们眼前呢，有很多东西来让我们注意。
And Jesus's point is quite clear.
耶稣的这讲的东西很清楚。
If you allow your eye to focus on things rather than on God,
如果你所专注的不是神，而是一些事呢
，your life will be totally empty of the presence and the power and the beauty of God.
我们的生命呢，就看不到神的存在，神的加美。
So, simple question to ask.
所以呢，有一个简单的问题。
What are you allowing your eyes to look upon each day?
你每一天呢所注目的是什么
？So a very good friend, a good brother in Christ.
我一个好主里的一个好弟兄。
He loves cars.
他很喜欢车子。
How many of you love cars? Don't put up your hands.
你们谁喜欢车子？不要举手。
Many men love cars.
很多的男生都很喜欢车子。
The difference between you and my friend is.
你跟我朋友的分别呢
？He loves cars.
他爱车。
And he can afford any car.
而他要买任何的车都可以。
For you and me, we just love cars and look at cars, then.Get upset.
而你跟我呢？我们爱车，我们只能看车，然后呢，我们就气愤。
So he said to me one day, I got to do something because I love cars too much, you know. And so he said, what can I do?
有一天他对我说，怎么办呢？我很爱车，我又能够买那车子，那怎么办呢
？So I said to him, when is this passion or this addiction greatest?
我就问他了，你几时有这种对车的这种试探呢？有很想去买车子。
So when's your passion, your weakness for cars greatest? Is when I look at car magazines.
所以你什么时候呢？感觉是想要买车子？他说，当我看那些杂志的时候。
So I ask him, what do you think is the solution?
所以我问他，那解决方式是怎么样呢
？So he said, I guess don't buy car magazine 啦。
然后他想，可能就不要买一些车子的杂志吧。
So I said, yes 啦。
我说，对啊，就是这样。
See the pastor is so clever, right?
看我们牧师多么聪明
counseling powers.
我们这辅导人很有效
Of course he knew that.
他当然知道
But he couldn't stop buying the magazine.
可是呢他也无法停止购买那些杂志
This was way before the websites.
而这是以前还没有网络的时候
Now he can't stop looking at the website.
现在呢他就每天上网去看车子
Whatever your eyes look upon you become.
我们眼目所专注的我们就会变成我们心里所要的
Whatever eyes look upon, you become sooner rather than later.
我们生命呢会被我们所看到的影响，迟早我们就会变成。
So I ask of myself and ask of you.
所以问我自己也问你。
As you take this down or you take a photo of it and the points are here, it's easiest when you do that.
你可以把这个抄下来或者把它拍下来。
For the most time in the day, whenever you have a free moment, an idle moment, what do you allow your eyes to look upon? That is most likely your idol.
所以在日常生活当中，当你有空余时间的时候，你心里想什么，那就是你的偶像。
Whatever you look upon in an idle moment is most likely your idol.
在你空余时间所想到的东西，很可能就是你生命中的偶像。
And is this that stops the experience of God in our life?
而就是此事使到我们无法在生命中经历神。
We have always been tempted to look at the wrong things instead of beholding the beauty of God.
我们常常呢注目的是错误的，而不是去仰望神。
The temptation of Satan to Adam and Eve was.
撒旦对亚当夏娃的这个试探是什么呢
？When you take the fruit and eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God.
是当你把那果子吃下去的时候，你眼睛就明亮，你就会很像神。
Implication.
意思呢
There is something more beautiful, more meaningful than God Himself.
有一些事情比神更美更有意义。
Ask yourself now, as you listen to God's word, is there something more beautiful and meaningful than God now?
所以当我们读神话语的时候，现在读神话语的时候，你自问说，有什么比神更加美更有意义的呢
？In your heart, in your eyes, in your treasures.
在你生命中，在你眼目中，在你的你的所谓宝藏中。
And he moves very quickly to verse 24. No one can serve two masters.
然后二十四节他这么说，一个人不能侍奉两个主。
There is no modern equivalent of the slave today in Singapore.
今天在新加坡呢，我们不明白这种卖奴的这个意思。
But then you say you correct me quickly. Hey, but I got domestic helper. Domestic helper is a slave one.
但是很快对我说，哎，但是我家里有一些佣人，他们就很像这些奴隶。
I want to remind you, domestic helpers are not slaves.
我要提醒你们说，我们家里的佣人不是奴隶。
A slave in the first century world,
在第一世纪的这些奴仆
whatever a slave doesn't know, whatever you do not know of a slave,
你有任何事你不了解的话
a slave in the first century world was at the beck and call of the master 24/7.
在第一世纪的时候，讲到奴仆，他们是随时随地呢，按着主人的呼唤。
If you have one master and you are at the beck and call of your master 24/7.
如果呢，你有一个主人，你二十四小时就被他操纵了。
Every slave knows this is impossible.
所有的奴仆都知道这是不可能的。
It's impossible to have two masters.
你不可能有两个主人。
I don't have 14, 48.
因为我没有四十八个小时。
Do you see? It's the impossibility of having two masters. You either have God as your master, or money or mammon as your master.
所以这里所强调的是，我们不可能有两个主人。你要就是有神，不然就是有马门。
So our problem as disciples,
所以我们成为跟随耶稣的门徒的问题呢
？Our stunted and corrupted experience of God.
为什么我们对神这个经历呢是不满足的
？Is because of a heart problem.
因为我们心的问题。
Our problem is not half-hearted commitment to God. Our problem is full-hearted commitment to self.
我们的问题呢不是对神的心是只是一半的那种爱，我们的问题是因为我们这全心的爱自己。
Because we're fully committed to self-love and self-glory and self-control through money.
因为我们对自己呢，就是要借着钱来控制钱。
That's why we will only ever love God partially with half our heart, if even that.
因为我们借着这个钱呢，只要满足自己的欲望，所以我们不可能全心的去爱神。
And so once we exchange God for things, God for human treasures.We are truly messed up. We are truly junked up.
所以，当我们的爱呢从神转移到世界上的这个财宝的时候，我们整个心就会乱了。
Little wonder there is no beauty of God in our lives.
所以呢，在我们生命中没有办法体会到神的美好。
So practical implications of this.
所以我们怎么应用呢
？We are fast becoming the generation knows the price of everything but the value of nothing.
我们在的时代呢，就是我们明白所有物质的这些价钱，但是我们却不明白他们的价值。
Ponder that truth.
想一下。
So the price of a car is.
所以呢，一个车子的价钱是什么呢
？The price of a HDB flat is.
我们房子的价钱是什么
？Price of condominium is.
我们这个私人住宅的价钱是什么
？Price of a car 100,000 Singapore.
车子的价钱在新加坡是十万。
You tell the average American, Australian, Canadian, they faint.
对外国人，他们听了就晕倒。
Price of HDB flat 300,000, 500,000.
在我们的这个政府租屋呢，就是30到50万。
Price your condominium, $1 million.
私人住宅100万。
Price your landed property, $2-3 million.
地上啊，这些私人住宅呢，就是那些楼房，就是200-300万。
A missionary came back from South America, Latin America, Brazil, I think.
有一个宣教士从巴西回来。
Lots of social problems, lots of drinking, lots of drugs.
那里很多那些的问题。
And stories told of a lady who walked into a place at a bar and brought her child in, 2-3 years old.
有一个妇女呢，走到酒吧是带着孩子的。
And put the child on the bar top.
她把她的孩子呢放在酒吧的桌子上。
And said, how much?
对别人说多少钱
？Anybody wants to buy this child? How much?
有没有人要买这个孩子呢？你们出价吧。
And you say, it can only happen in a third world country like Latin America.
那你说这些事情只能在第三世世界的国家发生的。
That's, you know the price of the drink. She wanted a drink, another alcoholic drink. It's $3 or $5.
他所要的就是一杯酒可能是3块到5块钱。
What's the value of a child?
可是一个孩子的价钱是什么呢
？In so many poor countries of the world, from Philippines to Cambodia, children are sold into slavery, sold into prostitution, because their parents want to buy the latest television, the latest fridge, the latest handphone.
在很多第三世界国家呢，很多穷的国家，很多的孩子被卖为奴呢，是因为他们父母要买最新的。这些电视或电话
，and we think poor uneducated people，
而我们就很叹息说，这些人就是因为他们没有教育。
But we are educated Singaporeans, we'll never do that.
可是我们这些新加坡人有高教育的，我们绝对不会这么做。
Not a week in Singapore passes.
在新加坡的每一周
，Not a week passes when you don't read in the papers.
每一周呢，你都或者每一日在报纸上
，Somebody is suing their brother, their sister for the inheritance.
会看到呢，有一些的弟兄姐妹会在他们的遗产而告上法庭。
You think we are any better?
你觉得我们更好吗
？You know the brother that you ran around with?
你知道你一起玩耍的弟兄吗
？You looked after each other when you were teenagers. You looked out for each other when anybody tried to bully you.
年轻的时候你们彼此照顾。
All of a sudden, when it comes to your father's inheritance, your mother's inheritance, you lose all sense of value.
突然讲到遗产的话呢，你们就失去了所有的价值。
And for $1 million flat, for $500,000 thing, you are willing to stab him in the back, stab her in the back.
为了50万，为了100万，我们就愿意呢不认他们。
You're fast becoming the generation knows the price of everything, the value of nothing.
所以我们这个年代呢，真的是我们知道所有事情的价钱，却不知道他们的价值。
And once that gets to you, you have no experience of God.
而当我们如此有这种态度的时候，我们没有办法经历到神。
Your experience then is of Satan and of sin.
而你所经历的是撒旦的同在，是罪恶的同在。
Your experience is not beautiful; it's ugly.
你的经历不是美善的，而是丑陋的。
And so we now are parenting. So we'll never do what that lady did in Latin America or Brazil. Put a child on the bar top and say, name a price.
所以我们说，我们绝对不会像巴西那妇女一样，把孩子放在酒吧的桌子上，说：“你们出价吧。”
So I love walking, I love running. I can't run a lot now, but I try.
我喜欢走路和跑步，虽然现在我不能跑的很多，但是我尽力。
So, once I realized that, hey, you could run in Sentosa, especially Sentosa Cove, right? It's not bungalow housing, but there's a walk there that you can go and enjoy.
所以有一次我发现在圣淘沙那豪华住宅呢有一条道路可以让你去跑步。
So as I ran,
所以我在一边跑步的时候
it dawned upon me,
突然想到
that the only people enjoying Sentosa Cove,
当时呢在欣赏那个圣淘沙的这个风景的人
were the maids walking the dogs,
就是家里的女佣他们带着狗在走。
Because so many of the houses were dark,
因为很多的这些房子都是没有灯的
and empty,
而空荡的。
And friends, think about it.
弟兄姐妹，我们一起思想。
You spend 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours working so hard. Who's enjoying your $1 million flat?
我们每一天花上这么多的小时工作，那谁在享受我们的房子呢
？Your mate 啦。
你的家女佣。
We are absentee owners.
我们呢是不就是不存在的这个主人。
We are absentee parents.
我们呢也是就是。成为父母呢，也常常也不在他们身边。
And the reason from your of your absenteeism from your children is I'm trying to earn as much money for their good.
而所以我们所以不在孩子身边，就是因为我们要为他们的好处来赚钱。
How many children have told me? How many teenagers have told me around the world?
可是我到世界各地，有许多的少年人对我说
，I don't want more things from my parents. I just want more time.
我不需要父母给我更多的东西，我需要他们的时间。
You parenting your children by gadgets?
你怎么养育你的孩子呢？是给他们这些电子游戏吗
？I don't carry gadgets.
我不带这些电子的事。对，
I'm
我需要。
Mine's in my bag. And you see, so often now, young parents with young children, whenever your children playing up, I'll just give the phone lah.
所以我们看到许多的父母呢，他们在外面的时候就给孩子他们的电话。
In all those ways, money and materialism is junking up our hearts.
所以就是这样子呢，我们这种唯物主义或者用这些东西呢来填满我们的心。
And killing off the experience of a beautiful God.
而因为如此，我们没有办法经历到神的佳美。
Working in our hearts, working in our relationships, working in our marriages, working in our families, working in our churches.
没有办法经历到神在我们的家庭、在我们的婚姻、在我们的教会里的工作。
So that's why Jesus says, because you have your treasures are junked up.
所以耶稣说，因为你的这个财宝呢颠倒了。
Because you treasure things rather than you treasure God.
因为你所爱的是地上的事情，而不是神。
The connective word is in verse 25. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life.
而重要所要强调的词汇就是在25节。所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑。
And so, next slide. Worshippers must say no, not simply to money as to greed as a life goal. We must say no to worry as a lifestyle.
所以呢，我们这些敬拜神的人，我们对生命的这个目的呢，应该 say no to worry. OK, 不，让我想一下，继续吧。
Just say to no to worry.
好，所以我们不要忧虑。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because next slide, worry is the currency of a godless and atheistic world.
因为讲到忧虑呢，是在这个无神的世界当中一个非常重要的事。
Have you ever met a Singaporean who doesn't worry?
你有没有碰到任何的新加坡人是不忧虑的？
That's an abnormal Singaporean.
那是非正常的新加坡人。
I spent a term in Harvard.
我有一次在哈佛大学。
The chaplain there, he shared a story, an anecdote.
当时有一个牧师就跟我分享这故事。
So Harvard is a premier university of the world.
哈佛大学是世界闻名的。
And then there are a lot of good schools, boarding schools around trying to get their children into Harvard, into MIT, and all the Ivy League universities.
所以周围呢很多这些宿舍，就是要父母呢希望他们的孩子都可以进这些名校。
So Peter Gomez, the chaplain, was invited to speak at one of these highbrow boarding schools.
所以那个牧师呢，这个 Peter Gomez, 他被邀请到这个一些的这些宿舍去讲道。
So he preached on Matthew chapter 6 verse 19 to the end of the chapter.
所以他就从马太福音第六章十九节到三十四节讲道。
And told the bright students there, do not worry.
对那些非常聪明的孩子说，你们不要忧虑。
It was a combined chapel.
当时呢是很多人聚在一起。
Parents were there.
父母也在那。
One parent came up to Peter after the sermon and said.
所以后来呢，有一个父母就上前来跟他说话。
What nonsense are you telling my children?
你对我孩子说什么废话？
It was worry that got my daughter into this school.
因为我女儿忧虑，所以她才进得了这学校。
It will be worry that gets her into Harvard.
她要进哈佛大学，也因着她会忧虑。
It will be worry that gets her into a top job.
也因为她能够忧虑，才会进到最好的工作。
Can you stop this nonsense preaching?
你可以不要再讲这些废话吗？
It is worry.Worry is the currency of a godless world.
在我们这些无神的世界当中，一个很重要的事件就是忧虑。
Worry is the currency of a godless world because it is your way to be in control of things.
在我们这种世界当中，忧虑呢是很重要的钱币，因为呢就是我们借着忧虑才可以控制。
Let me ask you an important question because so much of your dreams in your life is built on prayer.
我来问你一个很重要的问题，因为我们在这退休会当中和我们生命当中所注重的就是祷告。
When do you pray more?
你几时祷告更多呢
？You pray more before or after the exam?
你在祷告之前之后你在考试之前之后祷告呢
I want to warn you, remind you, we are at the church retreat or camp.
我提醒你，我们是教会的退休会。
You have to speak the truth, huh?
你要诚实。
How many of you pray more after the exam?
你们有谁呢？是考试以后才祷告的更多
？You are totally weird.
你是不非正常
？You are totally abnormal.
你是非正常的。
Left to our sinful nature, you pray more before the exam.
如果呢，我们是按照自己这个罪性呢，一定是考试之前祷告的更多。
When you pray more, before or after you get a boyfriend or girlfriend?
你在有男朋友还是在男女朋友之前还之后祷告的更多呢
？Before you get the girlfriend or boyfriend, Lord, give me a boyfriend or girlfriend.
之前呢，我们说神啊，求你给我个女朋友还是男朋友。
I know I'm not good looking.
我不好看。
I got pimples everywhere.
我很多青春痘。
I'm so skinny.
我很瘦。
Then all of a sudden, God miraculously bless you with a boyfriend or girlfriend.
啊，突然之间神就赐福你，你有这个男朋友女朋友。
And you think, oh, it's my looks.
啊，原来我是这么帅。
I'm cool. If not my looks, then my nature.
就是因为我的性情很好。
We always pray more before.
我们肯定是在事情发生之前祷告的更多。
Because after you get something, you are in control. You no longer pray.
因为我们得到一些事情以后，我们有控制了，所以我们不需要祷告。
Here's a common phenomenon, right?
所以这是很正常的一件事情。
Pray, pray, pray to get a job.
我们为这些工作一直祷告。
Got a job.
终于啊拿到工作了。
Now on to your next worry, can do the job or not?
所以在我们在忧虑说，现在有了工作能做能胜任吗
？Did you notice that is part of you and me?
你会发现到这是我们的本性。
After you pray, you get the answer to prayer. Now on to your next worry.
我们忧虑了，然后神回应祷告。现在我们就忧虑下一件事情。
When are you going to stop that kind of living?
那你几我们几时才会停止这样的一个生活习惯呢
？Now on to your next worry is a pagan way of living.
那我们一直看这下一个忧虑呢，这是无神人所面对生命的一个方式。
It should be on to your next Thanksgiving. Amen.
我们应该接下来就要感恩，而不是忧虑。
And so Jesus says, "Do not worry."
所以耶稣说不要忧虑。
And in place of worry, notice here in verse 30, O you of little faith.
而耶稣说你不要忧虑，要做什么？他说你这小信的人。
I want you to test this with your neighbor, just for consciousness sake.
那跟你的这个坐在旁边的人啊，尝试一下。
To your left, to your right, turn to them, whichever language, English or Mandarin, and say to them, O you of little faith.
对你旁边人说你这小信的人。
Yeah. What do you call that?
这是什么呢？
You wouldn't say that it's a statement of encouragement.
那这绝对不是一个鼓励性的话。
I'm going to try that with Isaac. Oh, you of little faith.
你是小信的人。
This was... He pointed at me, is it? This was originally Jesus saying to the disciples.
这是耶稣对门徒所说的话。
What do you call that?
这是什么呢
？A direct rebuke from the master to the disciples.
这是主人对门徒的一个直接的责备。
You have heard my powerful word. You've seen my powerful miracles. Oh, you of little faith.
你听到我有能力的话语，你听到我这所行的神迹，你们这小信的人。
If you don't detox worry, if you don't kill off worry, you'll never be true disciples of Jesus.
如果呢，我们不除掉这个忧虑，我们不可能真正的跟随耶稣。
So the antidote, the vaccination, the medicine for worry is faith.
所以我们要治疗这忧虑的问题所需要的就是信心。
Faith in God is the currency of the new world of kingdom that Jesus has come to usher in.
在这新世代的时候呢，就是耶稣所引进的新世界，我们的货币呢就是信心。
So you call yourself a Christian?
所以我们自称基督徒。
Or are you merely a churchgoer?
或者你只是去参加教会。
If you are merely a churchgoer,
如果你只是来参加教会哦
，for an hour or two at QBC on Sunday,
每一个星期天来女王镇浸信会一两个小时的时间
，you pretend not to worry,
你就是假装不忧虑
，but the moment you get on the bus and the MRT in your car,
可是你当大车离开的话
，you think to yourself, now on to my next worry,
对自己自言自语的说，现在我要忧虑了。
The true believer and follower of Jesus,
真正信靠耶稣跟随他的人
will lay worry at the foot of the cross,
会把我们的忧虑放在十字架前
and crucify that worry more willingly and quickly,
而更愿意和更快的把这忧虑呢钉在十字架上
and ask for the experience of faith, of simple faith in God,
而也向神求给我们一个简单的信心
Amen,
Amen.
And so by the time you leave on Thursday,
所以在这星期四我们离开的时候
I hope you would have left, you would have dealt with it in your heart.
希望你在你心中呢已经看对付了这个忧虑。
That worry will no longer be part of your life.
忧虑不会成为你生命的一部分。
Only then can the experience of God can be beautiful for you.
只要除了除去忧虑以后我们才能够经历神的同在。
And so Jesus says, therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself.
因此耶稣说不要忧虑吃什么喝什么穿什么、明天自有明天的忧虑。
So as Jesus actually said, you cannot say, now on to my next worry, now on to tomorrow. I worry for today, I finish for today, tomorrow's worries.
所以耶稣自己说我不要、看向另外一个忧虑我们要不要为明天忧虑今天已经忧虑够了。
Let me explain what worry is.
忧虑是什么呢
By worry, Jesus does not mean.
耶稣讲到忧虑的时候，他不是这个意思。
Concern or planning.
他不是指到说我们不能有一些的计划。
Tomorrow I'm going to sing in church.
明天我要在教会中唱歌。
I have a few butterflies before I sing in church.
我感到很紧张。
That is not worry according to Jesus.
这不是忧虑。
That is normal.
那是正常。
Tomorrow I'm going to run the 100 meter race.
明天我要赛跑。
In front of my whole school.
在整个学校前赛跑。
I hope some of the girls notice I'm running.
我希望有些女生注意到我在赛跑。
I have a few butterflies. That's normal.
我感到很紧张，这是正常。
Tomorrow I'm going for my first date.
明天我要出去啊、这个跟一个人在约会。
You've been married too long.
Yes, I don't date anymore.
But it's very good. He's not thinking of other girlfriends. He's got one wife. Very good. Yeah. Okay, where was I? what was I saying? Okay.
You're going on first date.
Going on first date. You got some butterflies.
所以你很紧张。
Jesus is not referring to those butterflies in your stomach as worries.
耶稣不指着这种的感受。
Jesus is meaning excessive concern.
耶稣所说的是我们过于的担心。
Destructive distraction.
而使到我们没有办法集中精神。
You just keep thinking about this, thinking about, and how do you know the difference?
我们一直担心，一直担心，那分别在哪里呢
？How do you know you got excessive concern?
你怎么知道你是过于的担心
？Destructive distraction.
这个就是使到我们没有办法集中精神。
First thought in the morning is this thing.
我们早上一起来就想到这件事情。
Continuing thought through the day is the same thing.
我们整天呢所想的也是这个事情。
The last thought of the day as you lay your head on a pillow is the same thing.
我们睡觉之前所想的也是这个事情。
Maybe there's a small chance that is the worry.
可能就是这样，这就是耶稣所说的担忧。
You got it?
你明白吗
？That's what it means.
就是这个意思。
It is so distracting. It's an idolatry in your life. That's what it means.
我们没有办法集中精神，他已经成为我们生命中的偶像。
So I was sitting for my A levels.
有一次我在考试的时候。
And I'm always a last minute student and hoping to, you know, get a distinction by studying tonight.
所以我每次是最后一分钟、最后一晚读书，希望明天可以考得好。
Your laugh must be true, right?
Yeah. 你们笑，因为你们也同。
And then we pray before, Lord, we know you can do miracles.
然后祷告，神，我们知道你是行神迹的神。
I've been unfaithful, but you are powerful God.
我不忠心，但是你很有能力。
And so I wasn't a Christian then. So studying, cramming.
So 我拼命在读书。
Then finally had to sleep dead tired already. Next day was the exam.
所以我睡的时候已经很累了，明天要考试了。
Went to brush my teeth.
我在刷牙。
And I put the toothpaste on, brush my teeth. I said this toothpaste tastes very strange.
我放了牙膏刷的时候，我觉得这个牙膏怎么这个奇怪味道
？Then I looked at it. I actually put Clarisil.
然后我看到的是
the pimple cream.
原来我是放那种脸上的这个膏在我的牙刷上。
What on earth happened to me?
为什么会这样呢
？I had excessive concern. I was so caught up with my exams.
因为我过于的忧虑了，担心我的考试。
It was a destructive distraction.
所以没办法集中精神。
Any of you sitting here and you are in that zone?
现在有没有人坐在这里呢？就是有这样的一个状态。
I don't mean brushing your teeth with Clarisil.
不是用那种脸上膏来刷牙。
I mean, you are alive, but you are actually the walking dead.
你虽然活有生命，但是你在是行尸走肉。
You can't think or feel anymore because you're so worried.
你没办法思考或有任何的感受，因为你太担心了。
It's numbing the life out of you.
所以呢，你已经没有知觉了。
You are eating but not tasting.
你吃东西但没有那个味道。
You are thinking but getting nowhere.
你在思考但没有办法想
出路。You are going through the motions but no meaning.
你只是在进行你的那些行动，可是没有意义。
In all likelihood, you are in excessive worry zone.
这很可能就是因为你过于的担心。
And that's why God is a million miles away from you.
所以你觉得神离你很远。
You know why God is a million miles away from you?
你知道为什么神离你很远吗？
Because you are God.
因为你已经成为神。
And there can only be one God.
而只能只有一位神。
So you have to decide, my friends.
所以你要决定。
And according to Jesus, as he ends this portion here,
而按照耶稣所说的，
Do not worry about tomorrow.
不要为明天忧虑。
For tomorrow has enough worries of itself.
因为明天自有明天的忧虑。
So in my words, it says this, Don't waste today on tomorrow.
所以我所说的，不要因着明天浪费了今天。
Hands up, all those who are wasting today on tomorrow, or should I say hands down?
有谁是为着明天的忧虑浪费了今天呢？
That's why you are not experiencing God.
所以你没有办法经历神。
That's why there is no peace, that's why there is no joy, that's why there is no laughter, and you think that's normal?
所以你生命没有喜乐，没有平安，没有笑容，那你觉得这是正常的吗？
You're still going to QVC smiling for 2 hours?
而你只是在星期天来敬拜的时候才带着笑脸。
This retreat is the time to repent.
这个退休会就是我们悔改的时候。
Don't waste your today on tomorrow.
不要因着明天浪费了今天。
Leave your tomorrow to the God who will give you tomorrow.
把我们的明天交托给我们明天的神。
How many of you are absolutely certain you're going to wake up tomorrow?
我们任何人有谁很肯定明天早上我们一定能够起床呢？
110% sure.
110% 很发现率很肯定。
You know people die in their sleep.
你知道有些人在睡梦中死去吗？
I asked this brother in Christ who invited me to a conference in Australia and we're talking his older man in the 80s inAnd ask him what's the worst experience of your life.
所以是我问一个弟兄呢，你生命中最困难的一个经历是什么？
Worst experience of his life was getting a phone call from his daughter-in-law.
所以我最这个经历呢，就是有一天我的媳妇打个电话给我。
And the daughter-in-law said, "I'm so sorry to tell you, but your son died in his sleep."
对不起，你的儿子刚刚在睡眠的时候过世了。
He was a policeman.
他儿子呢是一个警察。
A fit policeman.
非常强壮。
You sure you're going to wake up tomorrow?
你很肯定明天会起床吗？
You are not God.
你不是神。
Tonight you sleep and you say, by the grace of God, I'll wake tomorrow.
今天我们睡觉的时候，我们对说，因为神的恩典，明天我才有可能起床。
Amen.
Amen.
You'll never invite me back to this camp.
我相信你们不会再邀请我回来。
First night already fired you so much.
第一晚呢，就让你们有这种难受了。
These are not my words.
这些不是我的话。
These are the words of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是我们主耶稣的话。
So we learn to repent from the vice of instant gratification.
所以呢，我们要悔改。
The world that we live in today, millennials, Gen X, Gen Y, our generation too.I want it, and I want it now.
我们今天的社会有这样的一个想法，我要，我现在就要。
In fact, I want it, and I wanted it yesterday.
我要的不是单单是今天，我昨天就要了。
Whatever you want, you just have to turn it on, click it, bang, you get it.
你心里要求什么呢？你打开电话或按钮就有。
It's just instant gratification.
我们立即就可以满足我们的需要。
But friends, as a true disciple of Jesus, some things you will not enjoy this side of heaven.
可是弟兄姐妹，如果我们真正的跟随耶稣呢，我们在今世有一些事情是不可能会完全的满足的。
Some things you will not enjoy this side of heaven, according to the will of God for the glory of God for your good.
有些事情按照神的心意，为了神的荣耀，我们是没有办法在这个世界里得到的。
I was working late one night in my library.
有一天我在图书馆里工作。
And then.Truly, the Spirit of God just brought these thoughts in my mind. I went into prayer while preparing for the talks for a camp.
我为这退休后祷告的时候，神就给我一个想法。
I thank God for all the things He has blessed me with.
我为这神所给我的感谢他。
My wife, because she's here, I better say that.
我妻子，因为她现在在这里。
My lovely children,
我的孩子。
my church, my ministry.
我的教会，我的服事。
But you know what the Spirit led me to pray for also?
你知道圣灵带领我祷告什么吗？
I also thank God and the Lord Jesus for all the things He didn't give me.
我也为这主耶稣所没有给我的感谢他。
You ever thank God for all the things He didn't give you?
你是否曾经也为这神所没有给你的东西来感谢他吗？
I want you to think of that truth, that question.
我问你思考这个问题。
Whatever God has not allowed into your life is obviously good from His heart and His will.
任何神不给你的，从神的旨意和神的心看的角度来看是好的。
Or are you going to quarrel with him, fight with him, take over your life and worry yourself to death?
或者你要跟神争吵，自己来控制你自己的生命。
But before you worry yourself to death, you worry yourself to wealth.
可是你们还要忧虑到你死的时候，你忧虑到很有很富裕。
You worry yourself to power.
你忧虑到你能够控制有权力。
And finally, you worry yourself to spiritual death and separation from God.
而最后这些忧虑会导致你在属灵上死亡与神隔绝。
Rather, as God's people, we learn to live with the virtue of delayed satisfaction.
但是我们称为神的子民，我们的生命呢就要彰显到这一点，就是说我们不会要立即的得到这个满足。
In the movie Memoirs of a Geisha.
在这个电影里面。
Do you watch that?Beautiful Chinese actress, I forget the name, not Gong Li, the one who succeeded Gong Li.
I don't watch movies.
Yeah, that's right. She acts in that movie.
Memoirs of a Geisha.
Yeah, Memoirs of a Geisha. Story of her growing up, a poor fisherman's family.
她从小在一个穷苦的渔夫的家庭成长。
In Japan, I think in the 1800s.
是在19世纪在日本。
In the opening scene of the movie,
而在那部戏的开头的时候呢，
she said her father was a fisherman.
他父亲是个渔夫。
Some days would intentionally starve them.
有时候呢，有几天呢，他故意不给他们吃饭。
Make them miss a meal.
让他们没有办法吃饭。
To tell them this is normal life.
来提醒他们这种的这个是一个正常的一种生活。
The normal hardships of life.
在生活当中面对苦难是正常的。
The normal uncertainties of life.
在生命中我们有一些的这些不能控制的一些事情是正常的。
Just in case you think,
万一呢你觉得
that every day you're going to get food.
每天你都有东西吃。
As disciples of Jesus, we have to learn to live with the virtue of delayed gratification.
所以作为基督的门徒呢，我们要学习在生命中不能每一次呢都立刻的满足我们心里所求。
Some things we will not enjoy this side of heaven.
有一些事情我们在今世是没有办法得到的。
But if you want to enjoy them at all costs, you become mammon, you become God, you take over.
可是如果我们真的想得到它，想得到满足的话，那我们就操纵自己的生命，敬拜马门。
When you take over, there will be no God, no experience of Him, no presence, no power, no beauty, no destiny of God.
而当你自己控制自己的生命抢夺回来的时候呢，我们生命中就没有神，没有美妙，没有一个方向。
In the last days,
在末世的时候，
people will be lovers of money.
人是贪爱钱财。
Little wonder there is so little experience of God, even in the church of God.
难怪在末世的时候，甚至在基督的教会当中也很少经历到神。
May God lead us to repent in this area.
愿神使我们能够悔改。
To want Him more than anything and anyone in this world.
让我们渴慕要神多过这世上所有的事情和人。
Amen.
Amen.
That is half of my talk.
这是我讲到一半。
Do you need a break?
你需要休息吗？
Yeah. Why don't we stand and stretch and turn to people on left and right and give them a holy massage?
我们请站立起来，为我们左右的人按摩。
Those who need the loo can run to the loo.
你需要上厕所就去吧。
Come back in 2 minutes.
两分钟里面回来。
As you come back to your seats, can I encourage you in the next 3-4 days that we gather here?
当你回来座位的时候，我请告诉你们。
to sit with different people.
鼓励你们接下来几天呢，跟不同的人坐在一起。
That's the beauty of a camp or retreat.
这就是在退休会啊美好的地方。
Break down barriers, meet new people.
可以看到新的朋友。
Also, secondly, when you come to this hall.
特别第二呢，当我们进来的时候。
Come and join us in front. Don't sit at the back.
请坐在前面，不要坐在后面。
Okay. We promise you that me and the interpreters, we all take showers.
I can't promise that.
I promise for myself.
他答应你们，他一定会冲凉。
But we'll make sure that Isaac showers tomorrow. Okay, resume your seats and we'll begin our time. Our anchor passage for this whole camp is 2 Timothy. So,
好，我们回来，请看提摩太后书。
Let's go back to that.
提摩太后书。
2 Timothy 3.
提摩太后书三章。
And so we're trying to explain by looking back to Jesus our Lord the dangers of loving money instead of loving God.
所以我们从耶稣的身上看到说，当我们爱钱不爱神的时候所面对的危机。
If we notice in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 2,
在提摩太后书三章二节，
the character of people in the last days,
末世的人的 生命是怎么样呢？
Lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive,disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love. Those four words, I just want to travel with you.
人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，然后忘恩负义，违背父母。
Disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love. Four words all have to do with relationships within family.
违背父母，忘恩负义，心不洁净和无亲情，这些都是关于家庭里的这些关系。
It's Paul's way of saying in the last days.
而使徒保罗的意思就是在末世的时候。
Between the first and second coming of Jesus.
就在耶稣基督第一次和第二次再来的时候。
There'll be extreme love for self.
我们对自己呢的狂爱。
And this extreme love for self.
我们自己的这个自恋呢。
Will lead to extreme breakdown of the family.
使到家庭当中的关系的破坏。
People will be lovers or disobedient to their parents.
人会违背父母。
Ungrateful, unholy, without love, for parents.
忘恩负义，心不圣洁，无情亲情是对父母的。
Now I want to ask you, do you think that's true?
你觉得这是对的吗？
All around the world, two things are under attack.
我们看到全世界呢，有两个件事情被攻击。
Marriages are under attack, families are under attack.
婚姻和家庭。
And once you attack marriages and family,
而当你攻击家庭和婚姻的时候，
you attack the very foundation of God's society.
你是在攻击神这社会的这根基。
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
我们不要有这个外遇。
That protects the marriage.
这就是保护这个婚姻。
Honor your father and mother.
你要敬重父母。
That protects the family.
这保护着家庭。
These two things are the pillars of God's society.
这两件事就是神所设立的社会的主要根基。
Given to Israel in the Old Testament.
就是神给在旧约中给以色列的。
And so for the next half of this talk, the next 30 minutes or so.
所以以下的30分钟呢。
I want to explore with you how the love of money and self will make us hate people.
我要对我们说我们怎么当我们爱自己爱钱财的时候我们怎么会导致我们恨别人。
So we love money, we love stuff, we love things.But we increasingly hate the people we're supposed to love.
所以我们爱物质爱钱财可是这导致我们去恨那些我们该爱的人。
Are you ready?
准备好了没有?
Most of the notes will come up on the screens.
所以你们可以在荧幕上看到那些的字。
What do we know about Singapore?
我们对新加坡有什么了解呢?
What do you know about Singapore today?
今天的新加坡社会是怎么样的?
What do you know about Singapore in the last days between the first and second coming of Jesus?
在末世的时候就是耶稣第一和第二次再来的时候呢新加坡是怎么样一个地方?
Singapore is one of the fastest aging nations in the world today.
新加坡是一个在世界中一个很快老化的一个社会。
And my statistics here are about 10 years old.
我这些的数字呢是可能十年前的。
To 8.5% were above 65, 207 in 2030, about 20 to 25%, one quarter, that means...One in every four people you bump into in Singapore will be old.
在2007年的时候呢，我们看到这些的数字。所以在新加坡，你在马路上碰到 四个人当中一个是 年长的。
Secondly, Singaporeans think people are old at an increasingly younger age. In India and China, people are not old until 65, 67. In Australia, people are not old until they are 74, 75. Same in Canada, France, Switzerland. Here in Singapore, people are old in your 50s.
在新加坡的社会呢，逐渐呢把这个年长的数目呢调低了。在别的国家，我们看到他们六十多、五十、七十多才称为年长的人。可是，在新加坡，今天我们看到五十五岁以上呢，我们就觉得他年老了。
I was at NTUC shopping.
有一天，我在这个 NTUC 购物。
I was checking out.
我在付钱的时候。
And the checkout counter girl said, "Senior citizen card."
然后那个购物员问我，你有没有这个成？年长人的这个卡
，I look around. Oh me? No, no, I'm not yet.
你在看谁呢？是我吗
？I know the hair looks like it.
我知道我头发已经白了。
Professor Sarah Harper, head of Oxford Institute of Aging. What? There's an Oxford Institute of Aging? If Oxford and Cambridge starts to study something, it must be quite important.
有这个教授呢，是在这个。牛津大学的啊，如果这个牛津大学或剑桥大学关注的事情呢，肯定是很重要的。
And she says traditionally in Singapore, obviously studying Singapore and other Asian countries, people would live together and work together. Now we increasingly segregate the generations.
他说，在亚洲国家的时候，人是比较倾向可以一起的工作，可是我们逐渐的是把人的年龄呢分化出来。
You think that's true?
你认为这是真实的吗
？Yes，
是的。
So what is age and what is aging？
而讲到年龄和这个老化呢，是什么呢
？It is basically the wrong side of a number。
的意思就是，我们看到这个数目字的时候呢，的这个对它的一个了解，错误的了解。
So all the older folk here，
所以在我们当中比较年长的人
，You should whenever you bump into a younger person。
当你碰到年轻人的时候
，Just say to them, "I'm not old. I'm just on the wrong side of a number."
我不老，只是你认为我老。
You think you'll get away with that for the rest of your life?
你觉得你这下半辈子这么说可以吗
？Next slide. Dr. Robin, ED of Institute of Future of Aging Services.
所以这个博士呢 ，Dr. Robin。
The closer society gets to being old, the more frightened it becomes, the more backlash against aging, so there's increasing interest in creating a youth culture.
所以讲到这社会老化的时候呢，他们就惧怕人的年老，因此呢，就要创造这一个年轻人的文化。
If that is true, sociologically true,
如果这是真实的话，
then the problem is this, the next slide.
那问题就是什么呢？
We fear aging, we fear the old, we favor the young.
我们就开始害怕年长的人而倾向了年轻人。
Did you notice in Singapore there's been a trend the last 20 years?
你注意到新加坡二十年这里面呢有这个倾向。
It began with a group of Christians setting up St. Luke's Hospital.
开始的时候一些基督徒开始这个 St. Luke's 这个医院。
St. Luke's Hospital set up a group of Christians for the elderly aged.
这个一群基督徒呢开始这个医院就是为了年长。
I think in Bukit Batok, is that right?
在五级巴都。
And when they announced that they were intending to set this up,
当他们宣布要开始这个医院的时候
，There was a lot of complaints.
有很多人就是在这个反应。
In Hokkien, if I wanted the language of the street, they were crying father and crying mother.
所以呢，在福建话呢，就在那边很不满。
That you build a hospital in our HDB estate, our real estate value is going to drop.
你在我们的祖屋区建立这样的一个医院呢，我们的价钱就会跌。
And every time the PAP government announces elderly services in an HDB estate, there's a lot of noise.
所以每次呢，政府就宣布说，在某某的祖屋区要建立这个老化的这医院或一些场所的时候，很多人就开始投诉。
We fear the old, we favor the young.
我们害怕、惧怕那些年长的，而是倾向年轻的。
You build elderly services here, our asset values go down.
所以你在这里建立一些成年人的一些的设备呢，我们的价钱就会跌。
Remember the quote I gave you?
刚才我所说的话，你记得吗
？We are fast becoming the generation that knows the price of everything and the value of nothing.
我们的时代就是如此，我们了解所有事情的价钱，却不知道他们的价值。
And so, if we don't watch it, you're trying to outsource your father, your mother, your grandfather, your grandmother to Batam, Bintan, and JB.
所以我不小心的话，我们就把我们的年长的父母就送去这些印尼的这些巴淡岛、槟榔岛等等。
So I don't have to be reminded of my own mortality.
如此的话，我不会提醒说我自己也会年长。
That's the world we live in.
这就是我们今天的社会。
People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money at the expense of parents.
人会爱自己、爱金钱而不爱他们父母。
Here is Timothy. Here is Paul writing to Timothy in 1 Timothy 5.
这是使徒保罗对提摩太所说的，就是在提摩太后书啊，不是
Timothy。1 Timothy 5, 1 to 2, will come up.
提摩太前书。
Do not rebuke an older man harshly, exhort him as he were your father. Treat younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, and younger women as sisters with absolute purity.
提摩太前书五章一到二节，不可严责老年人，只要劝他们如同父亲。劝少年人如同弟兄，劝老年妇女如同母亲，劝少年妇女如同姐妹，总要清清洁洁的。
So according to Paul the apostle,
按着使徒保罗呢
？How are we to relate to each other?
我们怎么来啊、对彼此呢
？Tell me as you read it, either in the English or Chinese, how are we to relate to each other?
这个经文对我们来说，我们要如何对待彼此
？We are to relate to each other as As family,
我们应该把大家当成家庭。
And this family is not a biological family, it's not a natural family, it's not a human family.
而这不是我们生长的家庭。
A human family, the Bible will tell you, you comes about by the will of a man, the will of a woman, by sperm and ovum.
所以呢，如果我们有是自然的家庭，就有一个男女配啊交配在一起，就有这个家庭。
So、listening to how he's going to translate sperm and ovum, but he did it. Yeah. Okay, men and women.The family of God comes about through the blood of Jesus.
可是呢，在主里的家庭呢，是出于基督的宝血。
Let me just explore that with you if you're still thinking after a long day of travel.
好，让我来解释。
So which is more precious?
哪一个比较珍贵呢
？In God's eyes,
在神的眼里，哪一个比较珍贵
？Our biological families or spiritual family?
是我们自然的家庭或我们属灵的家庭
？Think carefully.
我们来想清楚。
This family.Comes about simply by a man and woman coming together.
我们自然家庭是男女交配在一起成型的。
It is God's design. It's part of creation.
是神的计划，是按照他的创造。
This family called the church, called QBC, ARPC, Adam Road Presbyterian Church, comes about by the death of Jesus, dying on the cross, rising from the dead.
而教会呢，所成教会在一起，就是因着耶稣的死和复活所造成。
I suggest to you that the church, the family of God, is infinitely more important than our human families.
而我对你们劝导的就是，在教会是属灵的家庭，是万万比我们的自然家庭来的重要。
That's why Jesus said in Luke 14.
所以耶稣在路加福音十四章。
If anyone wants to come after me, he must hate his father, mother, brother, sister, even his own life.
耶稣说，凡要跟从我的，必要恨自己的父母、弟兄姐妹，甚至自己的生命。
It was in the context of Jews.Having to leave Judaism to follow Jesus at all costs.
那个经文的背景呢，就是那些犹太人必须离开他们的犹太教的背景来跟随耶稣。
So we are the family of God. Amen.
所以我们是在基督里的家庭。
Through the blood of Christ. Amen.
就是因为耶稣的宝血。
By the Spirit of God living within us. Amen.
就是因为圣灵的内住。
So must never think the church is not an institution.
因此，教会不是一个机构。
The church is not a company.
也不是一个公司。
The church is not a charity.
也不是一种行善的机构。
The church is not a denomination.
更不是我们的这些不同的堂会。
Baptist or Presbyterian.
或者是浸信会或长老会。
You won't be walking around in heaven say, "Oh, Baptist, hello."
我们在天堂不会走在天堂街上碰到说，哦，原来你是浸信会。
Or you bump into Presbyterian, "How come you're here?"
然后碰到长老会，哎，为什么你在这里呢？
That woke you up.
你起来了。
But when we don't get this first order thing correct, we will relate to each other wrongly in QBC.
因此，如果我们要在 QBC 弟兄姐妹的这个关系呢，正确的这个关系呢，我们就要明白这先后次序。
The leaders of a church are not a board of directors.
教会的领袖们不是一个这种
board of directors.
理事会。
You're not running a company.
因为我们不是在监督一个公司。
you are the under shepherds of the flock of God.
我们是牧者。
So always treat each other as brothers and sisters in Christ.
所以我们怎么样对待彼此呢？就是称弟兄是在主里的弟兄姐妹。
Treat an older man as if he were your father.
看到一个年长的人，把他当为你的父亲。
Younger man as if he's my brother.
一个年轻人在是成为你的兄弟。
Older woman as if my mother.
一个比较年长的妇女如同父母亲。
And younger woman as my sisters in Christ.
一个少年的妇女如同妹妹。
And notice how practical it is. Treat younger women with absolute purity.
很清楚的说，对待年轻的姐妹呢，总要清清洁洁的。
This is the gospel and the household of God.
这就是福音怎么在神的家中传扬出来。
So, next slide. I've said it already. We treat each other as God's family, not as a company, not as an institution, not as a denomination.
因此呢，我们怎么对待彼此呢？是称为神的家庭，不是一个公司，不是一个机构。
And so we are to favor and not fear older men and women.
因此我们要惧怕年长的人，反而要疼爱他们。
Indeed, Paul will go on to say in 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 8.
因此在提摩太前书五章八节呢。
1 Timothy 5 verse 8, the next line.
提摩太前书五章八节。
If anyone does not provide for his relatives and especially for his immediate family, he has denied his faith, is worse than an unbeliever.
人若不看顾亲属，就是背了真道，比不信的人还不好。
Many of us as Chinese, Buddhist, Taoist background,
我们这些中国人呢，我们有这些佛教、道教的背景。
Are very worried when their children become Christians.
这害怕当你孩子成为基督徒的时候呢
？Because they think that when their children become Christian, what will happen?
因为我们觉得他们信了主会怎么样呢
？They will lose a son. They will lose a daughter.
就等于失去一个孩子，一个女儿。
But what does God tell us in His Word?
可是神的话怎么说呢？
If you are truly a believer and a follower of Jesus, not simply to believe, but to follow him,
如果真的是跟随耶稣的人
far from your parents losing a child,
你父母不是失去一个孩子
your parent will have a better son and a better daughter.
你父母有更好的孩子和更好的女儿。
Amen?
Amen.
So love and care for dependent loved ones, especially parents, is a mark of a true disciple.
所以真正跟随主的人呢，必须在我们生命中真的敬重我们的父母，照顾他们。
This is the experience of God in our lives.
这就是我们怎么经历，在我们生命中经历神。
When we don't sideline parents and don't silence parents.
当我们真的是不把父母撇在一边，不理他们的时候。
And so as we end our time together, be mindful that you do not decide on your parents based on the quantum of comfort or discomfort.
因此呢，我们对待父母不是按照他们所给我们的这些所留下的，或是我们有多么舒服或快乐。
If the problem in the last days is misdirected love, misplaced love, then we have to redirect it back to God and the people of God.
在末世的问题呢，是我们把我们的爱错误的转移到一些事情上。那个解决的方法呢，就是把这个爱再次转向神和神的子民。
So as we listen to God's word,
所以当我们听神的话语的时候呢
，The next slide. Have you factored in your parents into your life, or have you factored them out?
我们在生命中有没有为这父母打算，或者我们把他们撇在一边
？When I started dating Mona,
我开始跟我太太约会的时候
，I said, Mona, I have to tell you two things.
我对她说，我有两件事要告诉你
，Like two.Prerequisites before we get going.
就是我们还没开始约会的谈恋爱的时候的两个前提。
One, I'm going to be a pastor.
第一，我要成为牧者。
How many of you are, if your boyfriend says going to be a pastor, oh, hooray!
当中有谁，如果你的男朋友告诉你要做传道人，你会很快乐呢
？Oh, I'm going to be poor.
哦，我要穷。I translated.
I was at a preaching conference in Oxford.
有一次我在牛津的时候
And they got people who lectured in preaching from all over the world for a whole week to just study preaching and how to teach it better.
所以整个星期呢，我们请来有那些有名的讲道人呢，来教导我们怎么讲道，怎么教导讲道。
So I met this brother in Christ from India.
所以我看到这个弟兄呢，是从印度来的。
He runs a training program.
他在印度训练那些讲道的人。
And When you turn from Hinduism to become a Christian,
而你从新督教转到基督教的时候呢？
You know, India is more and more anti-Christian.
特别在印度，他们是越来越是抵挡基督教。
More and more militant Hindu.
越来越倾向他们新督教。
In fact, I just came to a conference. The window for Christian missionary work in India is shrinking so fast.
特别我们在印度能够宣教的个机会是越来越少。
Under Modi and his government.
特别是按照现在的这个总统。
Anyway, this Indian brother in Christ said,
啊，这个印度的弟兄对我说，
Whenever the younger men want to be pastors,
每当一些年轻的人要成为传道人，
it's dangerous,
是危险的。
They'll be hated by villagers, hated by families,
被家人和朋友呢恨恶。
As dangerous as a Muslim becoming a Christian here in our region.
就很像在我们这一代呢，一个回教徒要成为基督徒一样的危险。
So he told the story of one of his younger trainees.
所以他讲到一个传道人的故事。
He proposed to his girlfriend.
他对他女朋友求婚。
And his proposal was.
然后女朋友怎么反应呢
？I'm asking you to die with me.
他对他的女朋友对他女朋友说，我是要求你与我同死。
Because becoming a pastor in some countries is a license to death.
因为在某一些国家，你要成为传道人，就是等于死亡。
So I asked Mona two questions.
所以我对我太太说了
，I'm going to be a pastor. Are you still?
首先我要成为传道人，你还
interested?
愿意吗
？Beyond the good looks,
除了我的样子以外。
And secondly, I have promised to look after my mother after my dad passed away.
第二就是我答应我的父亲，他过世的时候，答应他说我会照顾我的母亲。
I'm the youngest of 12 children, and I'm number 12.
我是排第十二，最年轻的。
But I think I'm in the best position to look after mom.
可是我觉得我最适合照顾我的妈妈。
By that time, my mom was already 75 years old.
当时我母亲已经75岁了。
And Mona, of course, said yes.
当然，她说她愿意。
Where do you find such a woman?
你在哪里找到这样的女子呢
？Only in church.
只有在教会中。
Don't go social media, da 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 da.
要去上网去找。
Okay, okay. And of course, she thought to herself, 75 years old, how long more can she live?
我相信她自己想到说，她已经75岁，能活多久呢
？She tells this story everywhere.
她到处去分享这个故事。
My mother lived with us, stayed with us until she passed away at 101 years old.
我母亲与
Hallelujah.
我母亲跟我一住在一起，直到她101岁过世。
Every year I receive invitations to go and be a pastor somewhere else.
每一年呢，有不同的教会邀请我到他们的教会去成为牧者。
Around the world.
在世界不同的地方。
Adam Road hasn't always been big.
我们的教会亚当路的教会不是一直这么大的。
It was small, it's 40, 50 people when we took over.
我们开始的时候就45个人。
I don't know, there are about 1,800 adults, 700-800 children now.
现在大概有1,800个成人，700-500个孩子。
But no matter what the invitations came,
不论有什么的邀请，
it may have excited me temporarily.
可能暂时的时候我会很兴奋。
But then I would always say to the person inviting me,
可是我总是会对他们说，
As long as my mother is alive,
只要母亲活着。
I'm not moving.
我绝对不会搬迁。
I factored her into my life.
因为呢，我已经把她算在我生命中的计划。
And so she lived with us for 22 years.
所以呢，她跟我同住了22年。
And in that time, she went from a die-hard Buddhist Taoist.
而那时候呢，她从一个真的坚信她的佛教的
，to a believer in Christ Jesus.
而成为了基督徒。
I baptized her at 93 years old.
她是93岁的时候我给她敬礼。
She gave up the goddess of mercy.
她放弃了她的观音。
She gave up all her gods.
放弃了她所有的偶像。
And invited any surviving relatives.
而邀请她所有还活着的弟兄兄弟姐妹。
To come and witness her baptism.
来见证她的洗礼。
That's when I knew she understood that believing in Jesus is all or nothing.
当时他这么做的时候，我就知道他真正的了解了福音，就是所有的就是摆上跟随神。
What are the challenges of living with an aged parent?
你跟那个年长的父母一起的生活有什么挑战呢
？Whatever plans you make,
你所有的计划呢
from holidays to children's education.
从你的孩子的教育到你要去度假。
I always make it with my mom in mind.
你一定要想到你的父母。
That's how it works.
就是这样子。
Sometimes I wish, as the younger son doing this, if only my siblings will do more.
有时候，因为我是最小的，我当然会希望说啊，如果我的兄弟姐妹能够做的更多，多好。
Whatever plans they make, they don't have to factor mom in.
因为他们有什么计划呢？不需要想到妈妈。
Don't have to factor in financially. Don't have to factor in practically.
不用担心他有在金钱上的这些负担，或者在生命中的负担。
Just make decisions, pack their bags, go.
他们就是做决定就走了。
Whatever decisions and actions I have to take.
可是我呢？
I always have to pray with mom in the picture.
我要做任何决定，一定要向神祷告，特别为我的母亲做计划。
At my mom's funeral wake,
在我妈妈过世的丧礼上
，person after person in church came up to me. Young couple after young couple came up to us and said,
有很多年轻人呢来对我说
，because you showed us a model of doing this.
因为你向我们模仿了这样一个生活方式。
My wife and I are now willing to pray and willing to live.With my in-laws or with our parents.
我和我妻子呢，愿意祷告，怎么去负担起我们父母的生命。
Amen.
Amen.
That's important as a model, don't you think?
这样的一个
Not just preach the gospel, live the gospel.
这样的一个模仿很重要，因为我们不单单在口里宣称福音，而是把福音活出来。
If anyone does not provide for his relatives, especially for his immediate family, is denied his faith.It's worse than an unbeliever.
人若不看顾亲属，就是违背了真道，比不信的人还不好。
So do you consider an aged person a resource, or should we outsource them? Like I said, to JB, Batam, and Bintan.
所以，当我们看我们的年长的父母的时候呢，我们是把他们当作宝呢，还是要把他们撇在一边，特别撇到这个槟丹或巴丹岛
？By the time my mom lived with me, she was too old, too weak to look after my children.
当我的母亲跟我一起住的时候，她已经太身体太弱了，没有办法照顾我的孩子。
But she was always the extra pair of eyes and ears and feet to be watching them.
可是呢，她还是可以看顾我的啊，用眼睛看住我的孩子。
And so at the funeral wake,
所以她过世的时候呢
，My siblings said to me,
我的兄弟姐妹对我说
，Your children are the most blessed of all the cousins.
在我们所有第二代的当中，你的孩子是最蒙福的。
Because from young, they always live with an older person.
因为他们从小呢就跟一个年长的人住在一起。
And made adjustments in the day, made adjustments in the week, in the weekends, right, to look after grandma.
而他们自己在生活日常生活中呢，或周末的生活中，需要调整他们所要做的，好让他们可以照顾他们的奶奶。
Slow down their pace of life.
也许他们不能做的参加很多活动。
Make adjustments to their study timetables.
调整他们温习的时间。
Make adjustments to the social life.
调整他们社交的生活。
Enjoy grandma.
好，跟他们跟奶奶在一起。
In the final days.
特别是在最后几年的时候。
Help her to the washroom.
帮她上厕所。
Help wash her.
帮她清洗。
Help clean her.
也帮她就是抹干她身体。
The value of that is incalculable.
这样一个经历呢是没有办法来筹算。
You can never learn that in school or university.
你在读书的时候是没有办法学到的。
In that way, your children are better than my children.
他的兄弟对他说：“如此，你的孩子比我们的孩子好。”
You got it?
你明白吗
？You factor in your parents, you factor in your grandparents, you think of them as a gift, not as a burden. You think of them as a resource, you think of them as an asset.
我们要把我们家中年长的父母当作一个宝。
And so I was rushing out one day.
有一天呢，我忙着出门。
I was going to catch a plane to preach in the UK.
我要到英国去讲道。
And then my mother grabbed on to my shirt and said, "Atiama, that's my Chinese name." Yeah.
我的妈妈抓住我手，叫我一声。
Asked me to stop. I said, "Mom, I'm late already, you know."
她叫我不要这么快。我说我已经迟到了。
So I said, "What do you want, Mom?"
你要什么呢？
In Teochew,
这是用潮州话说。
And she said, "I want to pray for you."
我要为你祷告。
When I first became a Christian,
当我成为基督徒的时候
She was really upset because I was given to the goddess of mercy as a godson.
当我成为基督徒的时候，她很气愤，因为她从小的时候已经把我献给这个观音菩萨。
How would I ever know that one day one of my greatest opponents to me becoming a Christian would be my greatest supporter of me in prayer? My mother.
万万没有想到，当我成为基督徒，最抵挡我的，后来却成为一个巨大的祝福，就是我的母亲。
And when she prayed for me in a simple prayer, she was a young Christian. She prayed for me.
当时她是刚信主而已，她就用很简单的一个祷告为我祷告。
I could feel the love and the power of God.
我可以感受到神的爱和神的力量。
I got on the plane.
到上飞机的时候。
I landed in UK.
我在到了英国。
I preached my heart out.
我就在去尽力的讲道。
And the Englishmen don't know what hit them.
而那些当时的英国人真的不知道被什么力量感受到。
What hit them was the power of my mother's prayer.
他们不知道原来他们所被触摸的到的就是我母亲的祷告。
And so we end here.
我们到此结束。
If you don't sort this out right,
如果你不真的去针对这个问题，
you love money more than people.
你爱钱比爱人多。
You will soon end up as disobedient to parents, ungrateful to your parents, unholy in your behavior towards them, and without any love for them.
你就会成为违背父母，心里不圣洁，忘恩负义，完全没有爱。
We are the children of God. We are the followers of Jesus.
我们是上帝的儿女，我们是跟随耶稣的人。
If anybody should show a qualitative difference, it must be us.
如果有任何人生命有不一样的话，一定要是我们。
We sit today and we still remember my mom.
今天我还记得我父母，我的妈妈。
My children love her, miss her.
我的孩子还爱她，挂念她。
And we are richer eternally for her.
而从永恒的角度来说，我们因着我的妈妈呢，更是富裕。
I pray for the same, similar or greater for you in QBC.
而我为你们也如此的祷告。
That you will not just be known as a church that teaches the Bible.
我们教会呢，不单单被人家认同是教导圣经的
，loves each other across the languages，
而是也不是只单单因为有中英文部之间的这种合一
，but where the young love the old，
而因为年轻人也敬重和爱年长的人
，and have a name in Christ Jesus for them，
而在耶稣基督里被认识
，that is a beautiful experience of God in our hearts。And in our lives.
如果我们能够做到这一点呢，真的是我们就是经历到神的加美。
And the people of God said,
神的子民回答
，Amen,
Amen.
And let's pray to God.
我们一起祷告。
All that you say to us is true and is good for us.
神啊，你所对我们说的话是真实的，而且是好的。
Thank you for warning us that in the last days.
谢谢你提醒我们在末世的时候
，People be lovers of money, lovers of self, lovers of pleasure.
人是爱自己，贪爱钱财，贪爱享乐。
Please forgive us for our misdirected love.
主啊，求你赦免我们，因为我们把我们的爱错误的转移了。
From loving you to loving anything but you.
从你的身上转到别的事上。
Please forgive us for our love of money and our idolatry of money.
求你赦免我们，因为我们贪爱钱财，把它当作偶像。
Please grant us new treasures.
求你再次给我们这些新的保障。
Please grant us new eyes to look upon the right things.
给我们新的眼目，让我们明白正确的事情。
Please help us not live with greed as a lifestyle.
所以求你帮助我们不要以贪爱钱财为我们生命的指标。
Please help us repent of worry.
求你帮助我们能够悔改，不再忧虑。
Please help us to put on faith.
让我们真的有信心。
As a new way of living.
信心成为我们新生命的一个新方式。
Please prevent us from loving things and hating people.
求你帮助我们不要去爱事物而恨人。
May we never forget our parents.
也帮助我们永远不会忘记我们的父母。
And make us the true church of Jesus Christ.
让我们成为基督的真教会。
With a true believer.
成为真的信徒。
Cares and loves his immediate family.
一个真的信徒是爱他自己的亲人。
Change our hearts, O God.
改变我们的心。
Redirect our love to you.
神再次把我们的爱转移到你的身上。
And all those you call us to love.
并且在你所呼召我们去爱的人的身上。
Beginning with the family and the household of God.
就是从教会开始。
Bless this retreat and camp.
求你祝福这个退休会。
They will be so transformed.
让我们生命真的得到更新。
For your service and for your glory.
就是为了服侍你，为了你的荣耀。
In Jesus' mighty name, we dare to pray.
耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.